You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Are you surprised Bill Belichick not working as a head coach?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I am, but I'm also not.
The Rich Eisen Show.
How about Mike Vrabel not being a head coach right now?
Why?
A lot of times people think billion-dollar companies make no mistakes. And 32 of them made a mistake in the last couple of weeks.
Today's guests, Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, Michigan head coach Sharon Moore, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, and now it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. Jim Harbaugh is going to be zooming in 20 minutes, and then an hour after that, the guy following in his spot at the University of Michigan. Jim Harbaugh and Sharon Moore on the same show, just like they were on the same sideline in Houston, Texas, just a little over a month ago to win the national championship against Washington. I don't know if you heard that Michigan won the national championship. But at any rate, Jim Harbaugh is now here in Southern California, and we'll be talking with him about winning championships, multiple championships, as he mentioned in his introductory press conference yesterday. Sharon Moore will be joining us from seat of a car. He is recruiting. He is going on the trail to try and keep things still on the up and up at Michigan. And then in terms of the coaching carousel finally coming to a stop yesterday with the hiring of Dan Quinn and so much more to talk about in the National Football League with our friend Tom Pelissero in hour number three. It's a Friday, which means it's What's More Likely Friday. And as always, the phone lines are open. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on our program. We will announce our guest list for Las Vegas, Nevada, Super Bowl 58 later on in this program. We're there in the city of the Super Bowl and the home of the Raiders on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from Super Bowl Experience next week. It'll be outstanding. We'll run into you on the strip. Chris Brockman will buy a yard of a smoothie of whatever guys or your gals are drinking out there on the street. Right, Chris? You going to buy it for people?
Yeah, pina colada's on me.
There you go.
Let's go.
It's like getting caught in the rain. Right, Mike?
A hand of blackjack. Yes. Let's see. What else can I offer, Mike?
Okay, very good. Good to see you guys over there.
What's up, man?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing well, Rich. Good
Mike,
morning.
Mike, it's Friday. You're here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rare Friday, but it's the last one. You won't see me till
it's
Vegas.
It's like Groundhog Day.
So don't get all excited.
It is actually Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it actually is.
How about them apples?
I did not see your shadow
today?
So there will be an early spring.
Okay.
Punxsutawney Mike did not see a shadow.
Punxsutawney Mike.
Redondo Beach Mike.
Redondo Beach Mike did not see
okay,
a shadow.
Okay, very good. Wow, TJ Jefferson, good to see you, sir.
Hey, Mike just gave me an idea. Amazing. Like maybe we'll work on this throughout the show. Since this is Groundhog's Day, what's the sports memory that you wish you could relive over and over again? Yes.
Oh, well, the one that happened about a month ago.
we knew your answer.
I mean, did you not hear we have Jim Harbaugh and Sharon Moore on today's program?
So we got your answer. Maybe the rest of us.
I don't know. Let's hit the pause button on that. How about we'll talk about it after Harbaugh?
That's what I'm saying.
How about them apples?
Just pocket that. DJ Mikey D being here.
You don't say a word during our show prep at all, and then we go on the air about 2 minutes in. You come up with a great idea.
I know my role.
Okay. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I just know my role.
Your role is to be collaborative. This is a collab. Don't put out anything out there that we're not a collaborative shop here, sir.
Nobody's thinking
okay,
that.
Okay, good. Well, at any rate, good to see you. Great idea.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. And here's why you keep tuning in to this show, hopefully, is because stories evolve. And opinions can somehow get changed right away by events. For instance, when Jim Jackson, our final guest of yesterday's program, was here right in this chair to my right, at the very end of Thursday's program, I asked him, what are the Lakers going to do? What do you do if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, looking the way that you look and playing the way that you play, and then tonight taking on the league's best Boston Celtics without Anthony Davis and LeBron James? What are they going to do? Play the game and then beat the Boston Celtics without LeBron James and Anthony Davis. How did how'd that one happen? Right? And
stupid.
And so Austin Reeves comes up with a 30-piece, right? And five other players scoring double figures too. And the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Boston Celtics. And then Rich Paul sends a text, I guess, to ESPN today and says, LeBron's not requesting a trade. He's not going anywhere. So that's what's happening.
Well,
that's what's up.
I would say LeBron and AD are the problem. They're holding back the young kids.
I was literally going to ask if there was anybody that had that take today.
Well, you should know.
That's you, huh? So get rid of him.
How else? How can you draw any other conclusion
than the fact that they're the ones who are screwing it up? The two best players.
They're holding
two
back
of the top
the young
10
kids.
Players in the NBA right now.
After last night, Chris believes that it's Austin Reeves' world. It's Austin Reeves' yeah. team. Yeah. And the Celtics should trade for Austin
Actually,
Reeves.
Boston should just trade Tatum for Reeves, straight up.
Straight up? Okay. By the way, that's for Monday's show. It's What's oh, More shoot. Likely Friday.
Every time I say something like that, people are like, it's not Monday.
Not
like,
overreaction Friday and What's it. More Likely Monday.
Ah, got my days confused.
But when we record the Overreaction Monday pod and as a Super Bowl preview, feel free to throw that one in there. I'll push back if you'd like.
What's the pushback?
Oh,
there's literally concrete evidence.
You know, if
let's get O'Shea on the
it's
phone.
With no it's with naysaying like that in season tournament banners don't get hung. You know what I'm saying?
Literally just two games.
Little in Las Vegas.
Yeah, just two games in Vegas, like changes everything.
We got three shows in Vegas. You got two games in Vegas. Go figure, man. Any given Thursday.
Yeah. Such a shame.
That happened last night. Such a shame. But LeBron's not going anywhere, so we're not going to be in Vegas next week, and we're not going to sit there during the Super Bowl shows, and LeBron James is getting traded.
Well, he's the GM. Is he going to trade himself?
Well, apparently he's saying that he's not going to. The quote from Rich Paul. Let me get it exactly for you. Telling ESPN, LeBron won't be traded, and we aren't asking to be. That's it.
There you go.
So he's not going anywhere. The question is, what are they going to do as the Los Angeles Lakers coming up with that W last night? They are now, let me get this correct, they're ninth. There you go. They're ninth. So they're doing a play-in game with the Utah Jazz if everything ended today.
Now, are we sure that was Rich Paul's Twitter or X and not like Rick Paul? Like,
no.
Are we sure this
No, this is
Rand Paul.
This has got to be true because it's at the top of the ESPN news stack, right?
I mean, they could get got too, though, is all I'm saying.
I was literally going to say my whole point of just bringing all this up is just to show that's why you got to keep watching. What are the Lakers going to do, especially without LeBron and Anthony Davis in Boston? How about play some great defense, hold the Celtics?
Yeah.
Less than 100.
Well, they shot terrible from three. I mean, that's kind of been the Celtics' MO the last few years. If the threes are dropping, look out. Right. You're going to get blown out.
But they all played. But Porzingis played. Everyone was out there.
I know. Just a dumb stinker.
Yeah. There you go.
February.
So you just throw it out.
Just don't have those in May.
So LeBron's not going anywhere. Also.
Allegedly.
Let's set this up before Jim Harbaugh joins us. He had his introductory press conference yesterday.
That's awesome.
And listen, I'm going to be chipper if I'm the head coach of a national champion program and it's my alma mater. Look how chipper I've been. I'm telling you, to this very day.
To drink men.
To this very day. We are 3 days into, 2 days into February now, right? Mm-hmm. February 2nd? It's Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
I'm still smelling the air fresher. Poured a glass of wine last night. Man, it tasted so good.
Was it redder?
Oh yeah, it's just so great.
The reds.
Life's
were redder.
Great. It's awesome. And then you know, let's just say I coach that team, and then an organization says, "How about you like to move to Southern California? And we'll pay you $16 million a year." I'll be very chipper. I'll be very, very chipper.
Yeah.
And Jim Harbaugh was exactly that.
I bet.
Yesterday, and gave a straight up answer about why he did this. Now, obviously, there's 16 million reasons a year to do something like that. And I have a feeling Michigan was in that neighborhood, the very respectable neighborhood, to use the Midnight Run phrase. And so I don't think money would have been an issue for Jim Harbaugh to stay in Michigan. $16 million, though, is a significant dollar amount, and that's the reported amount. As we all know, terms are not disclosed, and as Dan Patrick always says, we're not around to pry. And so we don't know, but that's what we're hearing. And he's wearing a beautiful new suit, what looks like also it looks like a new suit with a tie. It's very similar to the Michigan color scheme. It's not that far off.
That's why it could be an old suit.
But these last several years, when Jim was kicking tires on the Vikings and then the Broncos, and you know, the number of times I would go to a combine and I'd hear, you know, your coach is calling around schools, calling around programs around here. He's calling around NFL programs, not schools. He was calling NFL programs. I was hearing all the time. Who knows if it's true or not, but in the back of your mind, it's like he's going to go to the NFL one day. And I just want him to win a championship before he goes to the NFL. Then he does it. And I have no problem. This is outstanding. I love seeing him happy. Sharon Moore is going to be joining us in hour number two. I fully believe I've got full faith in his ability to keep this thing on an upward trend. Outstanding. Can't wait for the football season to hit this fall. But Jim Harbaugh was asked about why he's doing it. And 100%, just take the money out of it. Because I know a lot of people, oh, of course he's going to say this because about the Chargers because they're paying him a lot of money. But 100% this guy wants to win Lombardi trophies, plural. Give a listen.
The opportunity was presented, and I felt that they, the Spanos family, the Charger organization, they made it clear that they liked what I did and how I did it, and that's all you can ever want from a from somebody that's employing you. So, yeah, love of Michigan, but love of the NFL, and you know, this opportunity. As my dad would say, "Who's got it better than us?" It was time. I got so many. I know I said this the other day, but I only got so many sands left in the hourglass, and I want another shot. I want another shot to be simply known as world champions, the Lombardi Trophy. You know, that's my mission.
How about that? The Los Angeles Chargers head coach is coming to win a championship for the Lightning Bolts.
Show me your Lightning Bolt.
I'll say it again. Listen, I've lived it for the last, what, 8-9 years at Michigan. The NFL world is just going to get that much more interesting with Jim Harbaugh in it. Chargers, Ravens in particular, right? Next year, when it's the brothers going at it. Chargers against the Chiefs twice a year. Chargers against the Broncos, who wanted Harbaugh to be their head coach. Wait till those stories pop up in the week before he takes on the Broncos for the first time. The Raiders, who Harbaugh had a gig with, his first professional NFL professional coaching gig with the Raiders back in the day. And then anytime he makes the playoffs, which we're all assuming should be this very fall because the team is very talented, and all he's got to do, one thing I can't wait to ask him when he joins us in about 7 minutes' time, is his first conversations with Justin Herbert. And how what he does is he brings credibility to the equation here. And what we see from his teams are being dominant at the line of scrimmage. And what they're going to do offensively is going to be a smash mouth. And I'm just wondering if Justin Herbert's going to help lead the smash, similar to Josh Allen. Because he can run it too, you know. He can run it too.
Mm-hmm. He's got no fear either.
And the number of times the Chargers take the field next year, all the times they took the field this coming year, was all about what happened in Jacksonville. And prior to that, it's like what happened in the last game of the previous season when all the head coach needed to do was go for a tie and both teams make the playoffs. Instead, he doesn't, and the Raiders decide to just knock out the Chargers and go to the playoffs. And almost, by the way, beat Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. And it's just always about what happened that gutted the team and the fan base, and also just erodes any confidence that you have in their ability to change anything up. And the Spanos is ponied up. They put the money on the table. Because if they didn't and didn't show Jim, hey, we like what you do and the way you do it, he'd probably still be in Michigan. Or maybe Atlanta would have a different head coach. Or who the hell knows? Because as I've heard so many times when it comes to Jim, with Jim, you never know. But now we do know this stuff about how he's always been tilting at that windmill of trying to win another Lombardi trophy. It's true. You heard it. That's what he said. He wants to win multiple ones. While apparently living in an RV like Jim Rockford, as the Chargers spend their last 2 months in their old facility before they move across the street here. Again, the NFL world is just that much more interesting with Jim Harbaugh in it, and that would, I imagine, mean to cascade onto this program, because Jim's about to join us in less than 5 minutes. And then Sharon Moore, the new head coach at Michigan, will join us in the middle of hour number two. What's more likely? We also have Tom Pelissero in hour number three to tell us why all these teams made the decisions they made. But the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, my head coach, a national champion head coach, Jim Harbaugh, coming up.
America starts the day with America in the Morning. Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather. Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Clayton Neville.
I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
On the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast, co-host David Green and Rob Abasolo interview real estate investors and entrepreneurs about successes, failures, and hard-earned lessons. Joined by author Dave Meyer.
Who wrote a book?
I did write a book.
It seems like you're coming out with a book every 4 minutes.
You are one to talk. You've released 2 books this year. I've done half as many as you.
It is more about strategy than it is about just finding whatever the new buzzword happens to be.
Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, Jim Harbaugh about to join us with the Chargers on a Zoom. And when I said that the NFL is a more interesting world with Jim Harbaugh in it, can't say Harbaugh because John's already in it and makes it very interesting. Here, this soundbite is a perfect example. Here's Jim talking about getting acquainted to Southern California.
Okay, so I want to drive my RV out. I want to drive my RV out and go to a trailer park, like down by the water or by Disneyland. There'll be two that I've researched that are close to the facility. And I want to Jim Rockford it for the next couple months until we move to the new facility. I have that thought going through my head.
Come on, right?
I mean,
he almost went van down by the river. He's RV down by the water, right? Almost went that way. But see, he's got an RV. He's got chickens in the backyard.
You can literally fill in the blank with anything, and I'd believe you.
Right, exactly, right?
Nothing is off the realm for this guy.
Off the table?
Yeah,
is he a donkey like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't know.
Maybe now that he...
I mean, you're seeing where they're checking in.
He could be neighbors with Arnold.
Are they checking in from offices or from... where are they checking in from? Where you can see it.
The background is like a kind of an aerial night shot of SoFi.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know where they are. That could be anywhere. Anywhere.
$16 million will buy a lot of livestock, fellas. So, he can get donkeys and chickens and horses and mules.
Nervous birds.
That's true.
Get some chimpanzees and things of that nature.
Goats. I want
goats.
Not
livestock. But.
You want goats?
Fantastic.
I could come over.
He might move in next to Herbert, for all we know. You know what I mean? Like, so he can have constant eyes.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know.
Also,
back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jim Harbaugh said he wanted to drive his RV out and and then live in an RV near the facility.
It's a really good place right here on the beach.
Gardner, well, I mean, he wants to live in the RV while they're down in their current spot, which is way down the 405. They're about to live.
Yeah. I mean,
no,
yeah.
You're not about to have him as a neighbor just yet. They're moving to El Segundo in a couple of months, I guess.
Yeah. Right next door to us.
And Gardner Minshew told us when he was when we were chatting with him before the Colts Patriots game in Germany that he lives in an RV or lived in an RV outside his gym. So he would just live in his RV and he'd go in the gym.
Awesome.
And then he would play pickleball against some of the retirees in the area. And it's kind of funny. Like we were talking, I forget who it was. I think it might have been Sarah Walsh, who was part of the crew, or I forget who was doing the sideline for the Colts, but we were going through what is the verbiage that, you know, because you only have like 30 seconds to make to tell the story, right? You have to tell it between snaps and stuff like that. It's just like you couldn't say that so he's living in an RV, then he'd go work out, and then he goes to beat these old ladies in pickleball. You know, you had to come up with the term to do that sort of thing.
I bet you the old ladies were working him. Remember when T.J. Watt Gardner, a few years ago played pickleball against an older woman, and he said that she just smoked him?
All right. I believe our guest is sitting down in a second. All right. Very good. Trying to figure out whether he's ready to roll right here on the show.
They're testing their connection over there.
All right. We'll Gardner Minshew is quite an interesting guy.
Yeah.
He's currently at the Pro Bowl right now, which is this weekend, and then we can't wait to go to Las Vegas.
I was watching dodgeball last night. Did you guys watch any of the games?
I didn't even know
Pro Bowl games
go on until it was over. I missed all of it.
God bless you for having time to watch television.
Rich is like, what's
that? I guess that's what happens when you've got one kid.
I don't think it's...
I watched EV2 last.
Please come over and see what's going on at my house. This was in the middle of getting beat up with boxing gloves and rolling around on the ground and then trying to get some dinner inside of it.
Right.
It's literally background noise.
Okay.
You had a rough one, Chris?
It's just every day. It's just background. It's background noise.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Stephon Diggs, like, they threw it to him. I think it was CeeDee Lamb, and he tried to catch it, and he dropped it. I was like, oh, shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Where have I seen that before?
Wow. See, that's unnecessary, bro.
You know what I mean?
That's unnecessary.
No.
I feel you.
Oh.
I feel you. Yeah.
I was making a Stephon Diggs joke.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay. Right there.
I mean, you got it.
Okay.
TJ, you knew what I was doing.
I got you.
Okay.
I thought it was rude.
It was fun. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that wasn't going to be in the up and up. I'm just saying.
I mean, I just realized that the reason he parked outside the gym is to use the shower.
That might make the most sense.
So you park out there. You're by the gym. You got to get your workout in.
I believe our communication issues have been worked out.
Hey.
And he is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. There he is. There is my coach, Jim Harbaugh. Good to see you. How are you, Jim?
Mr. Eisen. Great to see you.
Look at us. We're practically neighbors. We're practically neighbors. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
A couple of Michigan lads out here on the West Coast.
That's right. Love watching the sunset, just kicking back, having a good time. Congrats on everything going on with you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. It was a fairy tale ending there at Michigan.
Oh,
and it's really been a fairy tale ending or beginning here. And now just trying to make sure it's a fairy tale ending here.
That's right, exactly. And you're going about your business. So let me just hit you up on the transition and the thought process you went through to take the gig out here in Southern California. What was that?
Absolutely. Just prayed about it. You know, taking instruction from the Holy Spirit. I found that just throughout my life, whenever I do that, things work out. And when I try to do things of my own thinking, my own planning, then they don't work out so good.
So why did you eventually come to the conclusion to take the job?
Yeah, it just meeting with the Chargers, the Spanos family. As you know, my priorities are faith, family, football. Mm-hmm. This vision that the family had, and so many people here when I played, there's a real emotional connection. I mean, going back to, for example, last game I played with the Chargers, Junior Seau and I exchanged jerseys the last game, and he signed it. And that's still proudly displayed in my home. The team, Justin Herbert. I mean, I think he's a shining star, one of the real gems in the National Football League. Over and over, Mikey Spanos, who I coached at Stanford, Nicholas Rule, part of the family here, coached him at Stanford. There was just so many things that just aligned, and it's what I wanted to do. Plus the NFL. Plus, I love the NFL. I love Michigan. I love the NFL. Chance to win the Super Bowl trophy. I want to take another crack at that, Rich. So a lot of reasons.
Hey, listen, the number of folks that, you know, I know, fellow Wolverines, Jim, that were like in any way, shape or form talking about this, which is all the time over the last 3 weeks. It's like, hey, the Lombardi Trophy is not handed out in college. That is truly the one thing Michigan could not offer you, Jim Harbaugh. And so I'm wondering how much that has been playing in the back of your head over the last several years while you were up there in Ann Arbor doing what you eventually led to do for all of us.
You know, so many sands left in the hourglass, you know, Rich, and, you know, taking another crack at it, you know, that definitely is something was huge in factoring into the decision. And then, you know, Michigan, it was, I mean, cherish the relationships there, and passing the baton to Sharon Moore. I mean, somebody who's just so good and is going to take that program, keep it right up there with the elite programs. I mean, I know it's in good hands. There's an old saying my dad used to tell me, you know, nobody's ever really happy when a coach leaves a college program. Either the coach is upset because they fired him, or, you know, the program's upset because he left. The only way is if the coach dies. And I'm glad that this was a situation where I didn't have to die. And
we all felt like we haven't gone to heaven. You know what I'm saying? Like that is
a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale ending at Michigan, and it's a new fairy tale beginning for Coach Moore, Donovan Edwards, Jaden Denegal, or Alex Orji, you know, Jaden Davis. You know, it's like the baton passing from JJ McCarthy, you know, to one of those two young men. Imagine the excitement that they have. I watched them the day after JJ declared for the draft. Jaden Denegal and Alex Orji are out on the field. They're in Glick. You know, they got receivers out there, and there's a new bounce in the step. And I see that with Sharon Moore. I mean, we've been talking about every day, every other day, and you know, he's out on the recruiting trail. There's a real passing of the torch there. So it's cool. It was earned. It was earned by you know, each of those individuals. And now, you know, this is a new journey for me. Couldn't be more excited about it. And hiring the staff, getting things going. I mean, just working every day. You know, like I said yesterday, it every day that I've awoken in the morning, it's, well, I got to be good. I got to bring it. You know, this is this quarterback here, these players. I mean, they're pros. And so, yeah, it's been incredible, Rich. You know, this beginning here, and, you know, can't wait to make it a great day today.
Before I turn to the Chargers in your current situation, one more on the gig you just left. Any way, shape, or form, your decision formed by what college football currently is. And by that, I mean, for instance, Boston College's head coach left to be a defensive coordinator for the Packers. Chip Kelly has been interviewing to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL. And the general sense from those in our world is that you, by leaving college to go to the pros, you're going to a spot where there are actual rules around free agency, where you know what the rules are in terms of keeping players and paying players. There's a union. And in college, you've been very vocal about how the way things go should be players making all this from their opportunity. But the question is what are the rules? And it's much easier, if you will, to be in the NFL than trying figuring out the puzzle of the new changing world in college football. Is that accurate in any way, shape, or form for you, Jim?
The accurate piece is that I really love the direction that it's going in college football. The name, image, and likeness.
Right.
Yeah, it's about time. There needs to be revenue sharing. That's long overdue. You can't just keep not paying the talent. Because that's the way it's always been done. The direction of the portal, completely found that to be a positive, a lot more than it was a negative, at least with our players at Michigan. I think the direction is good. There's a lot more that needs to be done, but in no way is it accurate that I left because of NIL or the transfer portal. I think those are it's going in a good direction. But like you said earlier, I mean, there's not a Lombardi trophy. I want to take another crack at that.
Okay. And in terms of that, what are you willing to share, or can you share about your conversations initially with Justin Herbert and your plans for him?
Just Justin and darn near every player had communication with. You know, the feedback has been, hey, we want to get back to work. We want to work. We want to win. What can we do to help, to support? And that's where I'm at. I'm happy to be on the team. And when you look at a talent like Justin Herbert, we're going to have to bring it. I got to hire a staff that is an all-star staff worthy of, a quarterback like this and worthy of the players that are on this team, Rashawn Slater, Zion Johnson, guys, Keenan Allen, Derwin James, Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack. I mean, this is a very, very talented team. Training, Ben Herbert is joining our staff.
Yes.
He is, I'd stand on the table, 100%. I'd dive off of that table. I'd follow Ben Herbert, to hell and back, wherever he is leading us. I know that's going to be a huge piece. But Justin in particular, got to protect him. I mean, protect him on the field, his environment. He's going to touch the ball every single play. And, this is a, it's a seminal moment. I mean, he's a crown jewel of players in the National Football League. Easily one of the top, three, five quarterbacks in the league. And so you can see the challenge there. I mean, do not want to screw this up. I feel confident that, we're going to put him in the position to help our team get to where it wants to go.
And then just again, what do you see in him specifically that you believe you can even enhance? What do you think?
Well, so much good. I think, the footwork, the arm talent, the decision making, all at a really high level, protecting him. We need a run game. We need to be able to be balanced, that he doesn't have to be Superman every single play. And the health, of him. He's such a tremendous athlete. I mean, I watch him, you watch these snaps and you watch these games. I mean, this guy is an all out type of player. Some guys hit him and they bounce off. He's the way he sees the field. The footwork, he's been coached well. He's He's got receivers right now that can get open. Maybe, you know, we just, you know, more of a, you know, across the board, inside, outside. But like Vince Lombardi would say, blocking, we gotta protect him and add the play action game, which comes off of a really good running game. I mean, we were in the 20s run game. I mean, we gotta get better in the run game.
Well, you know, Coach, I just want to take the last couple minutes I have with you here to thank you. I'm not kidding. Seriously, on behalf of everybody that you've been around and you know, and Maize and Blue and everything. And you were so kind to me in 2016 to invite me on your sideline into the school.
You're still top five, top three. I'd go top three.
Okay.
Eisen,
okay.
Talking to the Michigan football team. I mean, you got guys wanting to run through a wall.
I had to bring it. You know, certainly you're telling me here something. By the way, I don't recall a single thing you were telling me here right now. I was just on a different planet right there on the sideline when you were telling me that stuff. But I just had to bring my
You're looking ripped.
It's the clothes that make them mad. You know, but it was just an incredible memory to be there. That, and you were just sharing the sideline and sharing, I think it was Team 137 back in the day. Yeah, man,
honor to share a sideline with you.
You know, and I can't thank you enough what you did too with the program, and it was just a wild year. I mean, when you look back on this year, Jim, and leaving the program in the manner in which it is, I mean, what do you think of when you're watching the clock tick down and you are in fact a national champion, your family's there, you've accomplished the mission you went back to Michigan to do? What was going through your head at that minute?
Just how good I felt for the players to know, for them to know what it was like to be champions, to know what it was like for the parents of those players, to know what it was like to have a son who was a champion, for my own wife to have a husband who's a national champion, my kids, their dad's a national champion, my parents, you know, that there's their son. I can join my dad as a national champion, and John, who's a Super Bowl champion. That felt good personally, but just the cherished relationships that we have with everybody that was connected to our team. And the accountability to our alumni and to all the great Michigan fans, I mean, yourself included, who stuck with us through through good times and bad times, for all to that just put a punctuation mark on Bo Schembechler's statement: "Those who stay will be champions!" Exclamation point! Boom! And just for us to know, just inside to know. I mean, we have that, and I told the guys back in Ann Arbor, don't lose it. It'll be in the walk, and when people stop talking about it, we can still look each other in the eye and just a nod. Don't have to take a deep long bow, but it just be a head nod. We know.
And now you're gonna see a lot of them at the combine, and obviously maybe even on your team. You never know, right?
Can't wait. I mean, I watching Roman Wilson dazzle down at the Senior Bowl, and all the guys are going to do great. Blake Corum, AJ Barner, Chris Jenkins, Junior Colson. Wait till everybody gets a load of JJ McCarthy and what he can do.
I'd love to just give before I let you go, your opinion of JJ at the next level. Obviously we saw what he could do, and you were kind of his spirit animal and vice versa out there. I mean, clearly you're not in the market for a quarterback, so you've got the floor for JJ McCarthy on what's going to happen in the league. Pound the table here.
Let me make a prediction. It's going to be don't be surprised if he goes all the way to number one quarterback off the board. When people see him throw in person, when they watch him run, they see the athleticism. When they do the interviews and they really start digging into how this young man is wired. And he's only 21. He just turned 21 a couple weeks ago. Mark my words. Don't be surprised when he may be the number one quarterback off the board.
Okay. Fantastic. And I can't wait to see you at the combine and before all that, you know, my show studio, you've been here before. We're in El Segundo. You're about to have your offices in El Segundo right across the street. Want to meet for coffee, whatever you want. I'll be around.
My guy. Appreciate that. Thank you, Rich. Go blue.
Yeah, go blue. And I will leave you with this. We saw that you might be bringing your RV out here in the meantime. And you mentioned you wanted to Jim Rockford it. We made this up for you right there.
Jim. I love it. It's going through the head. But and you know, people will say, you know, here's another quirky thing or another bizarre thing. It's been done. I've known players who've done that, mm-hmm. Coaches who've done that, and you know, be right close to the facility. But when you have a Pacific Ocean, that big blue staring at you, I mean, that wouldn't be bad. It's not that pretty logical.
Yeah.
And I'm
assuming the Harbaugh RV looks a little bit better than the Rockford RV. You know, I'm just going to go out on that limb.
I would love to get an RV like in The Accountant.
Okay, sure. You like that one?
Over I love that.
A little Ben Affleck.
No, I didn't spend the money to get it.
Well, listen, Coach, appreciate the time. Always. And congrats on the move. Good luck doing what you want to do next. And thank you for leaving the banner behind, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Rich. Thanks a lot.
Right back at you. That's Jim Harbaugh, head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Oh, and Sherrone Moore is coming up.
Hey.
How about that?
Bolt up.
He is going to be on, and he's on the recruiting trail. He's going to be on in about 40 minutes' time.
Let's do it.
Look at us. We turn pages right here on the show. All right, let's take a break. Lots to chew on right there, including Chris Brockman's look when he heard J.J. McCarthy's going to go number one. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. The first quarterback of my Michigan fandom,
indeed,
the coach of my team, the man who gave me the honor of representing the team as an honorary captain, and a man who would tell me to attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to man, common man.
Yes, sir.
Who's got it better than me?
Nobody.
Jim Harbaugh's on the Rich Eisen Show, aren't you? You there, Jim?
I'm here, Rich. Oh, happy birthday, fantastic. Monday. 50th.
Big 5-0.
Wow, awesome.
Big 5-0.
I was supposed to be at your surprise party last Saturday night.
I heard that story, but you got caught up with being a family man, which is...
I got... my daughter's graduation party was that Saturday night. Her graduation was Thursday.
It's all good.
The party was Saturday, so.
Are you going to have more honorary captains? Are you still doing that?
Yeah, we're still doing that. We're going to honor the 69 team.
Okay, so that means Dierdorf comes back?
Dierdorf should be back.
Well, he's already there. He'll be in the radio booth, so, okay.
Yeah, Ty Law is going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes. If you need me to let them know how high the bar is set in terms of speechifying, just give them my number. I'll tell them how high the bar is set, Jim, you know?
I will tell them that. I will let them know that. I'm gonna let them know. That's how we do it, you know? Listen, you're going to be honorary captain. You got to talk to the team.
Yes.
You got to watch this. You got to watch this clip from Rich Eisen. This is how it's done. This is how you do it.
Hey, Jim, thanks for calling in. Really means a lot. You are you're one of my all-time favorites for many, many reasons. So thanks for taking the time here in June.
Well, enjoy your continued 50th. This doesn't sound like it's just one day. It sounds like it's Eisenpalooza. Yes. You know, it goes on for weeks.
Eisenpalooza is one of my favorite words of all time.
It's very, very good.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, I want to let you know that you can stream the Super Bowl on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you've hopefully been listening to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. And you can do that for the big game with Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner on the microphone for free. And get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply. We'll announce our guest list for our Vegas shows later on in the program. Trust me, we're very proud of it. That's why I'm promoting it as if it's worthy of promotion. That's later on. We're very proud of our guest list. And we're still potentially adding to it as well. How about them apples? J.J. McCarthy is going to be the number one overall pick. You just heard that from Jim Harbaugh.
I would be shocked.
I would be shocked, too.
But first round. For sure. I think it's going
to
happen.
Let me tell you, if anybody wants to identify the Jordan Love in this draft, which is draft him, you want to give him some seasoning if you feel that's necessary, I think that's J.J. McCarthy. If you want to identify a C.J. Stroud in this draft, as in coming straight out of college, played some big games, played in some playoff games already, and he can dominate, I think it's J.J. McCarthy too, but I am biased. We've only chatted with him a couple of times on the show, and I just see what he can do. And I can't wait to see where he winds up. Every mock draft I see has him in the, late teens, first round, something like that. Am I seeing that?
Yeah, I've seen as high as the teens. I've seen as low as the 40s. So,
well, I mean, if he goes to the 40s,
I would be kind of shocked if he goes mid-second round.
And one thing that Jim just said about him, the fact about him, 21 years old, just turned 21.
Oh, woo, young.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Penix is 24. Bo Nix is 80, isn't he?
Bo Nix is how old is he? Collecting Social Security. For as long
he got his ARP card, didn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, by the way, I don't know how old he is. It just feels like he's been in college football for 6 years.
He's played a lot of college football. Yeah, he's 23. He'll be 24. He actually be 24 on the same day as Cage.
Oh, okay.
They share a birthday.
So it's coming up.
Coming up. A couple weeks.
But this is Caleb Williams' world, as we all know, and we're paying rent in it right now.
I saw a mock draft earlier. Ooh. Washington trades up to number one for Caleb Williams.
Well, you're already hearing what the folks in the town where we're heading is thinking right now. Because it does appear the next offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders is Cliff Kingsbury. Mm-hmm. And you know what the Raiders need?
Oh, yeah.
It's somebody like Caleb Williams coming to Las Vegas, putting on the silver and black, and if he does believe, awesome, as he apparently was quoted as saying, that his skill set, he thinks what he's seeing out of Patrick Mahomes, that the comparison is 100% legit. I'm paraphrasing what he said. Not saying I am Patrick Mahomes, but he did say that the skill set that he sees from Mahomes is something that's not unfamiliar. And it would cost, truly, I mean, what do you have to offer? The fountains, right? What else you got to offer up?
I think
a buffet, free
pirate
buffet.
Ship. The Tigers. Oh, yeah. Treasure Tigers.
Treasure Island.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't think the Tigers exist. You keep on mentioning that act. That's old acts.
No, the Tigers are still
there. The Tigers
there.
Are still
them.
Alive.
You can go see them.
I know, but just the Tigers. You know what I mean?
Okay, all right.
Like all the paint that the Blue Man Group uses.
All right, now you're getting warmer.
How about that giant neon guitar at the Hard Rock?
I want the Eiffel Tower.
You're going to have to, excuse me, you're going to have to offer the Sphere, which is not theirs to offer.
No.
You're going to have to make a deal with James Dolan, which is tough.
Dolan
is a third.
Oh, man.
And, you know, having the Knicks be a third team in is very difficult.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
We can give you Shadow Creek. You can take the golf course.
You just know. You know what the Vegas Raider fans are going to be thinking right now. Whatever it is, whatever it takes, go up and get it.
Go get it.
And unfortunately, I think their interim, no longer interim head coach, won too many games.
Yeah, they're 13th.
That's a long way to travel. Ooh, that's a long way to go.
But he's throwing the next three.
That's one of those like it's third and 13, and you just threw one behind the sticks, and it's just like, oh, he's got a long way to go.
Kirk Cousins special, I think we call that.
No, man.
Sorry. I don't know why I'm in a mood today.
So I don't know what it is. Why does Kirk Cousins got to catch shrapnel?
Because that's what he does. He throws, you know what I mean?
No, he doesn't. So, he actually, he's a chunk play guy.
All right.
You like that?
So, I bet you what we'll hear that conversation next week. Hey, Cliff Kingsbury's here. We need a quarterback. Let's go get.
Well, Denver needs a quarterback. Could they move on?
Well, you're already hearing that as a hot rumor that the Broncos are going to make this move. But the Bears might choose to do it themselves. And I can't wait to have this conversation all spring long.
How much pressure do you think the Bears are feeling, man? Because
a ton.
I mean, they got a 50% chance of messing this up.
G-forces.
Or they're like, this is great. You know, makes diamonds. That's what I heard.
Yeah, but it also busts pipes.
Sherrone Moore, the new head coach of Michigan. We just talked to Jim Harbaugh. Sherrone Moore, hour two.
Who's happier than Rich this hour?
Nobody. He's my neighbor, Jim Harbaugh.
He might be your neighbor soon.
By the way, can we throw up Smitch's work one more time? Excellent. I texted him last night. I'm like, you know.
Is this his Mona Lisa? Is that what you're saying?
This is wonderful. Look at that. That looks great. I mean, to put Jim Garner's hair on Jim Harbaugh's head.
That looks
great.
I actually think Harbaugh, too, probably owns that exact outfit.
I would take that sport. Where is the sport coat? Is it in the Smithsonian?
The car is.
Jim Rockford.
The car is. What kind of car did he drive? Come on. You guys.
I have no idea.
Is it a Trans Am?
I've never seen this show.
Oh, Firebird. You're right on.
That trailer looks like it's seen much better days, though.
Pontiac 74. Pontiac Firebird, Mike.
Yeah.
Where's Jim Rockford's answering machine?
Oh, that was, yeah. Hi.
Mike,
is this show on a streamer somewhere? Can I catch up on this?
All I have to tell you this, it's a fair warning to you. All you got to do is hear the theme song once, and it's in your head the rest of the day.
Is that a Mike Post?
Of course it's Mike Post.
Yeah, it's a Mike Post. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's on. There you go.
But
watch the Rockford Files on the Roku channel.
There we go. Look at you stumbling into a nice promo.
Let's go.
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Right here on the Roku channel.
You know what I'm doing this weekend.
Watch the Harbaugh Files on the Roku channel.
David Chase, Rockford Files.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
And here's Lil Yachty with Tierra Whack.
I've never been to a fashion show. I never did any Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and I'll tell you why. Because I would always go to events, and people would say to me, oh, man, Yachty, man, I love your music, bro. And I should be like, what song? At the time, I didn't love my music. I would feel like I'm in a room with all these artists, and they all respect each other, and I feel like no one respects me.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.